Welcome to this morning's audio recording of Choral Eucharist from Belfast Cathedral for Sunday the 16th of January, the second Sunday after the Epiphany. The preacher is Gillian McGahey, diocesan reader. The celebrant is the Reverend Janice Elsdon. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
Good morning and welcome to our service of Choral Eucharist on this second Sunday in the season of Epiphany. Welcome to you if you are a visitor with us as you join our regular congregation. And welcome if you will be listening later to the edited service online or on the phone audio facility. The music for this morning's Eucharist is by the noted 20th century English composer Sir William Walton, as the choir sings, his Missa Brevis. Today, our Gospel tells the story of Jesus' first miraculous sign when he turned everyday water into the new wine of God's kingdom presence. To those attending that wedding in Cana of Galilee, a day that should have been full of joy was rapidly turned into a disaster. And yet into that disaster, Jesus gave the very best of himself for the best of all who were present. Across our island and across the world, there are those who have woken up to a darkened world. The family of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore, whose life was stolen from all who knew her on Wednesday afternoon. And those communities across the South Pacific which have been impacted by yesterday's tsunami event. The faith we proclaim in our service today is a faith that declares, even in the darkest places in our lives or our situations, God in Christ Jesus is present and God in Christ Jesus transforms. And so in silence, let us prepare for today's Eucharist.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. By the mercies of God, let us confess our sins and present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is our spiritual worship. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The epistle is from the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the same Spirit. Now, there are varieties of services, of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief stewards." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called to the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a week when parties have been headline news. There has been much debate about the difference between a party and work events which seem to require the consumption of alcohol. We are told that when the alcohol ran out at one such event on the night before Prince Philip's funeral, a party goer was dispatched to the nearest off-license with a suitcase to transport the fresh supplies of wine. Mary said, "They have no wine." And Jesus said, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." And Mary told the servants to do what Jesus told them to, and he turned the water into wine. I wonder if that is how we sometimes hear today's gospel. I wonder if that is how we sometimes expect Jesus to act in our lives. There is a problem to be fixed. They have no wine. We tell Jesus. And voila, somehow he makes more so the party can continue on just as before. But is that really enough? Is all we want just a refill? Do we just want to fix the problem and go on with the same old life in the same old way? Well, let me confess. Yes, sometimes that is exactly what I want. I just want the problem to be fixed and go away so I can get on with my life. Or as I once heard a preacher describe it, you don't want to change, you just want some magic. I suspect we all, at some point in our lives, just want some magic. We want Jesus to turn up, wave the divine wand, and make it all better. They have no wine, abracadabra, now they do. But that is not who Jesus is, and that is not what the gospel or Christianity are about. Today's gospel asks us to move from magical thinking about our lives to looking for and seeing the miraculous. And the question behind every miracle story is this: what does it mean for us? What possibilities does this story raise for our lives and for the world? Whether Jesus literally turned water into wine is not the point of today's gospel. After all, as St. Augustine put it, we take for granted the slow miracle whereby water in the irrigation of a vineyard becomes wine. It is only when Christ turns water into wine in a quick motion, as it were, that we stand amazed. This gospel is about more than that. It is about calling forth life where there is none. It is about transformation and living a new life. St. John describes what happened as the first of Jesus' signs, not a display of magical power, but a parable in action revealing deep spiritual truth. William Temple tells us that turning water into wine signifies that Jesus is a transforming Saviour. By his creative power, he changes things and changes people. The text gives us two hints that suggest this. First, the story happens on the third day. What does that make you think of? What happens on the third day? Resurrection, a new life, a new beginning, a rebirth. The second hint is that the sign takes place at a wedding. Again, this is about a new life when two people come together to create and live a new life, to change and be changed by each other, and to open themselves to new possibilities and a new future. All that makes me wonder if running out of wine is not a problem to be fixed, but the start of something new. No one likes to run out of wine, but maybe it's necessary for our growth and maturity. That can be difficult, unsettling, and sometimes painful. I'm not talking about the times when we have to decide whether we will see the glass as half empty or half full. I mean those times in our lives when the glass is dry, the bottle is on its side, the party is over, and we are dying of thirst. And who here doesn't know what that is like? We have all been there. We run out of wine. Our life is empty, colourless and tasteless. Nothing is growing or fermenting in us. There is no vibrancy or bouquet to life. Or perhaps we still have wine, but it has turned to vinegar, gone sour, and we can no longer stand to drink what is in our cup. Either way, the wine has given out. When has the wine run out for you? What parts of your life are dry and empty today? In what ways has life become sour or colourless and tasteless? And it's not just about us. We can see and name other people who have no wine and places where the wine has given out. It's happening in our lives, our institutions, our country, and our world. I'm talking about the wine of love and friendship, of meaning, purpose, and direction. The wine of vitality, passion, and enthusiasm. The wine of belief, trust, and faith, of mercy and forgiveness. The wine of peace, joy, justice, dignity, and equality. The wine of hospitality, inclusion, and welcome. Of truth, certainty, and answers. When the wine gives out, life is dying on the vine, and we are no longer intoxicated by a Holy Spirit. We may not have said it in the same way, but we've all echoed Mary's words for ourselves, for another, and for the world. They have no wine. I have said those words to Jesus, haven't you? Every prayer or petition is telling Jesus about where the wine has run out. And more often than not, we tell Jesus exactly what kind of wine we need. A nice Cabernet, not too dry, with a hint of berries and chocolate. Mary, however, doesn't do that. Mary does not set out any expectations. She doesn't tell Jesus what to do. She offers no suggestions about the wine they need. She just names the reality. She lets the reality of the situation call to and invite Jesus to respond. Mary is simply holding open the door for something to happen, the door to a new possibility, the door to a new life, the door to hope. Isn't that really what we are doing every time we pray? We're holding open the door to our life, another's life, or the life of the world, and hoping Jesus will walk through, hoping he will show up and do something. And here's the hard part about life when the wine gives out. Jesus just might show up and do something, or he might not. There is no certainty about what will happen, no guarantees. I don't need to tell you that. We've all offered our prayers. Sometimes they get answered as we want, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes it's something we never could have imagined. Other times it's different from what we wanted, and maybe we don't even want what shows up. There's a reason for that saying, be careful what you pray for. I can't make you any promises about what will happen when the wine of your life runs out, but I know we have a part to play in the possibility of this miracle. Jesus did not do this by himself. Mary declared the need, the emptiness. They have no wine. The servants poured the water. The chief steward tasted, recognized, and named the good wine, the new life. Those are our parts too. We play those parts for ourselves, each other, and the world. Sometimes we need to be Mary and name the empty and dry places, even when we don't know how they will be filled up. Lord, they have no food. No justice, no security. Lord, I have no vision or direction for my life. Lord, they have no health, no money, no safety. Lord, they they have no wine. Sometimes we need to be the ones to carry and pour water, even when we can't see that it's making a difference. Sometimes we need to be the chief steward, naming and recognizing new life, helping others taste the new wine. Every time that good wine is poured, our lives are changed and transformed. We are brought, in the words of the prayer book, out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. I can't tell you how that happens. I don't know how it happens. I only know that it does happen. I have tasted the good wine. I have experienced the miracle at Cana in my life and seen it in the lives of others. I have experienced moments when death is turned into life, sorrow into joy, and despair into hope. I have seen that happen in the lives of others. I have been surprised by fear that was transformed into courage and seen people do things they never thought possible. I have watched empty lives be filled back up and broken relationships that became vibrant and life-giving. Those and 1,000 others like them are the miracles of Cana. They are the epiphany, those moments when Christ's glory is revealed and we are illumined, shining with the radiance of his glory. They have no wine, Mary said, but they will. The miracle always happens when the wine gives out. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. And in our prayers, we draw close to God, whether we are in that place of emptiness where the wine has run out, or that place of fulfillment where we have tasted the new wine. Let us therefore pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his bounty. Father, give grace to the church to make known and to share the wonderful gifts which you have given her. Help her ministers to serve all who come to seek her blessing on their marriages. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the needs of the world, that those who have plenty shall be gracious in giving, and that those who have too little shall be supplied. Wherever people rejoice together, may the power of divine love be felt among them. Lord, in your mercy, We pray for all who are newly married or preparing for marriage, remembering especially any known to us and those from this cathedral family who will be married this year. Bless our own families and those around us with the gracious presence of Christ, Lord, in your mercy. Look with compassion on all who are distressed because they cannot meet the needs of those they love. Come with healing to those whose marriages are broken or in danger, and where possible, restore the trust with which they began their lives together. Lord, in your mercy. Draw close, we pray, to those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and all who cannot feel joy at this time in their lives. We remember those within this cathedral family, and in silence we name before you those for whom we are specially concerned, praying for Paul Dundas, and praying in addition to those from this cathedral family, we hold to God's care all who knew and loved Aisling Murphy, tragically murdered this past week, her work colleagues, and each of the children in her junior infants class in Durrow National School, praying for God's protection and presence for all communities across the Pacific that have been affected by the tsunami. So in silence we pray. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who gratefully receive your gifts in this world and who have now passed to their rest. Grant us a place with them at the eternal marriage feast of heaven in the company of Christ and of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, we ask that you stand with all whose lives have been touched by personal experience of COVID-19, especially those suffering at present and those who have lost loved ones over the past 2 years. Bless all who work in healthcare, the fields of research and vaccination, and those with leadership responsibilities in these challenging times. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed to his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Gracious God, accept the offering of your church, the hearts of your people joined in praise and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. For Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in human likeness revealed your glory to bring us out of darkness and into the splendor of his light. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory of yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We are one body, for we all share in the one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. God of glory, you nourish us with bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. And now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining with us for morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.